Insights with Zion. He's joining us on the line. So good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Sadie. It's so good to have you back. I missed you last week.
Oh, I missed you too. I missed you too. But are you well? How is your Thursday morning so far?
Wonderful. Really, really wonderful. And I'm ready for today.
Awesome. Fantastic stuff. Listen, I love this morning's topic. What inspired it? Let's start there.
Saki, in 2010, I went through real, real turmoil in my life. And I just want to encourage everyone that is watching right now that you might be in a place where your heart is broken, where you have lost faith and trust in God, in the church. Mm-hmm. I want to encourage you to share this broadcast with somebody right now. Listen in, because there is a moment of breakthrough that God is about to release to you today. In 2010, I went through church hurt. I went through disappointment with God. I went through just wanting to throw in the towel. I was a man on the run. And, you know, we see in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter number 28, we see that there was a man by the name of Jacob, and he was on the run. And, you know, many times that when we are running away, we think we're running away from things or running away from people. But what we are actually running away is from ourselves and who we really are. Because we see Jacob running away from Laban. He was running away because he cheated Laban. He was running away from Esau because he cheated Esau. He was running away from his past. And many, many times people are running away from their past, who they were, who people perceive them to be. I encourage somebody to go ahead and share this broadcast right now. He was running away. And you got to understand that God changes. God encountered Jacob. God encountered him. The Bible says that one night he went to sleep and he began to encounter God. And many of us, we live from encounter to encounter. We live from conference to conference, church service to church service. But this night was different. The Bible says that there was an angel that came and wrestled with him. Now, you got to understand that when God begins to touch places in our hearts, it does not necessarily mean that everything is going to be well immediately. Yeah. And God, the Bible says, touched his hip. Now, that word touch didn't mean that he gently placed his hand on his hip. That means that God placed his hand on the part that causes him to reproduce. Because we bring forth not what we want, we bring forth what we are. Let me say that again. We don't bring forth what we want, we bring forth what we are. Because Jacob's name meant supplanter, cheater, schemer. So if God did not touch him in that place, in his hip place, in a man's anatomy, the hips, between the hips lies the reproductive organs. And God said, if I'm going to bless your generations to come, I'm going to have to touch you where you reproduce. I'm going to touch your sacred place. And that's what happened to Jacob. Jacob, he encountered God. God touched him in his hip. The Bible says he walked out of that moment with a limp. And I was in 2010 walking with a limp. I was a man in ministry, preaching around the world on television, but I had a limp. And you got to understand, God touches your spirit in a moment of glory, but your soul still carries wounds that needs time to heal. You are saved, but you are still sore.
Sure.
You are saved, but you are still sore. Number two, one might encounter a change in your direction, but it does not always fix the emotional residue of where you have been.
Yeah.
Where you have been. The presence of God awakens your destiny, but healing unfolds afterwards in the quiet, in the journey, and in the waiting. I'm encouraging every one of you to go ahead and share this broadcast right now. And when you feel unsettled, Saki, after a powerful moment with God, that isn't failure. It's the evidence that something deep is changing on the inside of you. The limp is not your weakness. It is your sacred sore of an encounter that broke you open to carry the glory.
Sure.
Isn't that just so beautiful? Because in 2010, I ran away. I left the country. I was going to move overseas. I actually went and was staying on overseas. And 13 days after I arrived in Germany, I had an encounter with the Lord that changed me. It scarred me for life, but it changed me forever.
Yeah.
And many of you might be in this place right now. You're saying, I've had this encounter with God, but I'm still walking with the limp. I want to tell everyone right now, do not trust a man or a woman that does not have a significant limp.
Sure. Early on, you mentioned something that, you know, we are safe, but we're still sore. What does it mean when people say I've been delivered, but I still feel broken? Is that real for one, or is it just emotional baggage lingering on?
I think it's real. I think it's both. Mm-hmm. Because when we look at the picture of Mary Magdalene, Jesus cast out 7 demons out of her, right?
Yeah.
Yet long after her deliverance, we find her weeping at the feet of Jesus, pouring out her tears in worship and in pain. Her past was purged, but her soul still needed to heal. Mm. And many of us, we understand that deliverance is an eviction of darkness, but healing is the renovation of what is left behind.
Oh.
Whoa!
Come
my
on!
God.
Mm.
Just because something is left, something that has left your life, it doesn't mean it did not leave damage.
Sure.
God drives out the enemy, but he also walks us through the emotional rubble.
Mm.
Feeling broken after freedom isn't a contradiction. It's your soul adjusting to what wholeness is supposed to feel like. So many of you that are listening today, watching from around the world, you don't know what emotional wholeness feels like.
Yeah.
But God wants to bring you into that realm. You must allow yourself to encounter God. And listen, the encounter is not the end. It's just the beginning of a process. And many of you might be sore right now, sore from a divorce, sore from betrayal, sore from heartbreak. But you got to walk through that journey. And you're not walking alone. I remember many years ago, I read a story about this man and Jesus that were walking on the seashore. And he saw two footprints, And when he reached the hardest times in his life, he began to only see one footprint. And he asked the Lord, he said, Lord, I needed you. Why did you leave me in the most significant and terrible times in my life? The Lord said, I never leave you. I was carrying you while you only saw one set of footprints. Feeling broken after your freedom isn't a contradiction. It is adjusting to the wholeness of how you should feel. God is not concerned about what left you. He's passionate about what still needs to be mended inside of you. Check this out. Freedom may come like fire to your soul, but healing comes like a sweet, quiet rain, powerful enough to reach the roots.
Mm.
It is so potent, Because even when the 10 lepers, the Bible says, all of them were healed, but only one of them was made whole. And my prayer for every one of you, go ahead, share this broadcast today. You might be healed, you might be delivered, but my prayer for every one of you is that you are made whole in every part of your existence.
Oh, come on, come on. Sure, the topic is help. God touched me, but I'm still limping. Now, Zion, how do we deal with the gap that is between, you know, the moment we experience God's presence and when we have to return back to reality, when that moment has passed?
It's a beautiful question, you know. Moses comes down from the mountain, Mount Sinai, glowing with the presence of the Lord and encountering God, holding the commandments in his hands, only to walk right back into chaos.
Sure.
How many times, many of you, you come out of the church service, you get a prophetic word, and you go back home, and all hell breaks loose. Moses walks into chaos, idolatry, rebellion. The moment was holy, but the people were still broken.
Sure.
The moment was holy, and the people were still broken. The mountaintop is where the glory is revealed, but it's on the valley where the glory is tested.
Sure.
God often gives us holy moments to anchor us. Share this with us right now. God gives us holy moments to anchor us, but life doesn't always reflect what we just encountered.
Mm.
The disconnect you feel isn't proof that God's touch over your life wasn't real.
Mm-hmm.
It's proof that the world still needs what you just received.
Yeah, so come on.
Powerful.
Come on.
You've got to carry the fire of that encounter right back into your chaos.
Mm.
Right back. Don't just look for an escape. Look for the purpose in that encounter. Check this out. The moment may fail, but it's the fire that lives in your bones to light up the darkness that you were called to transform.
Oh, come on. Wow. Sure, come on. And perhaps, you know, someone is listening to this, they're either watching on Facebook or YouTube or wherever, and they're like, but Zion, I hear all that you're saying. Am I still able to carry, you know, fire and walk in purpose with unresolved things in my life? Talk to that person right now.
You can still carry that purpose. Look at the woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter number 5.
Mm.
She didn't wait for a healing to begin her pursuit. She didn't wait for her healing to begin her pursuit. Wow. She reached out through the crowd while she was still bleeding. My God. She put her pain, her shame, a years of rejection. And in that moment of pursuit, the power flowed. The power flowed in pursuit.
Sure.
You don't have to be perfectly whole to be divinely powerful. Power flows through faith, not through flawlessness.
Mm.
Your unresolved story does not disqualify you. It makes you relatable, human, and available to God's mercy. Let me tell you, Saki, the reason why God has given me impact around the world, because I'm not one of those plastic preachers that comes across that I've got everything together.
Mm.
I'm still pursuing in my pain. I'm still leading while I'm bleeding.
Sure.
I'm still going forward and back. I'm still making it. I'm pushing through. There are not every day you'll wake up and feel that you are filled with the power of God. There are some days like Elijah, you want to die. There are some days you don't want to get out of that cave. And I'm speaking right there to somebody that is in the situation right now. You might be going to hell. You might be going to the most furious attacks right now, but don't draw back. There is an encounter that God has ready for you so that you can become everything that God has called you to be. Check this out. God doesn't use perfect people. He uses hungry people. And sometimes your pain becomes the platform for your purpose.
Sure.
You're not too broken to carry God's glory. In fact, your brokenness is the very container that God chooses to pour in.
Come on.
Even bleeding vessels can overflow. Power is never intimidated by pain, but when purpose is still alive. Check this out, Saki. Oftentimes, brokenness on the earth creates openness in the heavens.
Come on. Sure. Come on, I love that. I'm reminded of a part of scripture that says we are exhausted, but we are still in pursuit. Man, this is so good. It is so good. Zion, why do some of the most anointed people, you know, still rested privately, either with regards to their emotional state, spiritually? Talk us through that.
Listen, every single one of you will go through trouble. Jesus said, in this life, you will have trouble.
Mm.
But take heart. I have overcome the world. Look at him in the Garden of Gethsemane in Matthew 26. The Son of God, dripping with the oil of heaven, still fell on his face in agony.
Sure.
You will experience different seasons in your life, seasons of betrayal, heartbreak, you know, things not going your way. The weight of his assignment crushed him.
Mm.
He cried out, God, it is possible. Oh my God. How many times I said, God, please, let this part from me. Just let it go, God. Please, I've had enough. God, when will you come to my aid? He said, let this cup part. If it is possible, let it pass from me. Listen, great anointing does not exempt you from deep agony. Share this broadcast right now.
Sure.
Share this broadcast. Somebody needs to hear this.
Mm.
Great anointing does not exempt you from deep agony.
Yeah.
It often attracts the anointing.
Sure.
Listen, the oil we see on public stages is often pressed in private places. Many will carry the strongest mantles, also carries the greatest midnight cries, but they still rise and fulfill their call. Your private wrestling does not cancel your public purpose. It just purifies this. And check this out, Saki. What crushes you in public, in private, what crushes you in private is often what crowns you in public. The oil flows only where it is pressed.
Sure, the oil flows only where it is pressed. I love that. I love that. Now, oh my goodness, this is so good. This is so good. If you're thinking of someone as you're watching this, please tag them, share this broadcast as far as wide as possible. Now, Zion, how do we begin to make sense, you know, some of the parts in our lives, in our story that just doesn't seem to get healed, but we're still carrying weight, you know, of all the years. Talk us through that. Unpack that for us this morning.
Listen, I love this because when Jesus died and he rose from the dead, when he appeared to his disciples and when Thomas doubted that it was really Jesus, what did Jesus do? He showed him the scars in his hand. Now, Jesus could have got the glorified body and the scars healed and nowhere to be seen. But God purposely allowed Jesus to be resurrected with the scars so that people could know. So that people could know there is life after your death. There is life after your struggle. There is life. You can walk around with scars. You can walk around showing people. Don't have to hide it. I've been through hell and back, Saki, in my 26 years of ministry. In my 48 years of life, I've been through hell and back. I've come out of a broken home. I come out of poverty. I come out of abuse. I do not hide my scars. Listen, some parts of your life may remain scarred, not because God had forgotten to heal you, but because those scars tell a story louder than your words could ever tell.
Come on. Sure.
There are chapters in your life that may look finished, but they are still holy. There are chapters in your life that may never look finished, but they are still holy. They carry prophetic weight and redemptive power. Listen, God could have taken out the part from the Bible where Elijah was depressed and suicidal. That David sinned. God could have omitted where Thomas doubted and Peter denied. Yeah. God could have taken it out where Paul cried out three times, Lord, take the thorn away from our flesh. But God left it there because God wanted us to know if they could overcome, so can we. God will turn your pain into a mirror for others to see themselves and find him in the process. Your story, though messy, scarred, unfinished, will become a sanctuary for other people's breakthrough.
Come on.
Jesus showed his scars to Thomas, not to prove survival, but to provoke belief. Sometimes your scars are the evidence that somebody else needs to believe again. And I want to leave our listeners with this today.
Come on.
God does not erase your scars. He anoints them until your wounds becomes windows for others to see his glory through.
Can I say that one more time?
God does not erase your scars. He anoints them until your wounds becomes windows for others to see his glory through.
Oh, come on. It is so good. It is so, so good. And if you missed it, do not worry. It remains and stays online. Zion, quickly, I know that yesterday there was a listener that could not wait to have you on air, wondering what is happening this weekend from your end. So let us know.
This weekend, the 27th of April, Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Awake the Nations in Goodwood, 31 Kimberley Street in Goodwood, Cape Town. We are meeting for our fire and glory prophetic outpouring. It's going to be glorious. I'm telling you what, revival is here. I'm inviting you to join us this Sunday, 11 a.m., 31 Kimberley Street, Awake the Nations. We are ready to receive you. Saki, once again, it has been a phenomenal show. Thank you to CCFM for allowing us and gracing us with this opportunity to touch the world with the power and the glory of the kingdom of God.
Oh,
until next week, same time, after you watch this broadcast, share this broadcast again. somebody needs to hear it. Come on, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, that is a wrap from our Enzyme. Thank you so much. Until next time, take care. If you missed it, it is up on our Facebook, YouTube. And please do share it far and wide with your beloveds, whomsoever that you think of, as you are rewatching this particular broadcast. That is so good. Titled Help. God touched me, but I'm still limping. If you resonate with it, please do share it far wide with those who could not get a chance of listening. Someone is saying, so powerful, powerful man of God will definitely listen to the replay. It's one of those, right? Even if you were tuned in, you just have to go back and listen to what was said.